Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Second down, a pace, a boot. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? Now they say yes, a touchdown, 17 yards, and the Bears have taken the lead.
Hell yeah!
Hey, let me say, I got two game balls here.
Man, let me tell you something now. This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins now. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go!
This goes to everybody in here. It's not just me. I mean, offensive line, you know, I mean, hell of a game. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I took that one sack in the beginning, but hell of a game to y'all, you know, keeping us going. The energy, the effort on the sideline. Between the offense, obviously I'm not able to be on the sideline with y'all defense, but the energy, you know, the consistency that, like Coach said, not to waver. And y'all did the same on defense. They scored or whatever happened. When it came down to it, we needed each other. We always come through every single time.
Bring it on in, gentlemen!
Come on.
You're better, bad!
You're better, bad!
Never let it run!
Never let it run!
You're gonna get better!
You're gonna get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3, bad!
That's from the Bears locker room. By the way, I got an update on Good, Better, Best Gate.
You got an update?
Yeah, we were given attribution by our friends at CHGO.
Yes.
Now say you're sorry to Luke Stuckmeyer.
Luke Stuckmeyer, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling you out. I saw a tweet that was giving you credit for it, and then I thought maybe you didn't give us credit for it, and I was wrong to assume that, and I apologize. He was listening to this show and heard it and mentioned it, and that's good. We can all go back to being one happy big media family. Is that good enough for you?
Didn't sound that convincing.
Yeah, I didn't find it particularly sincere.
I'll send you a check.
Alex, did you feel that? Did you feel that?
I did.
Thank you.
Alex,
very apologetic.
Do you feel anything at all?
These are the questions. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman's new season starts streaming November 16th. I am so looking forward to this.
I know you are.
I love this show, and I like the Taylor Sheridan universe. I like it a lot. I've been watching Tulsa King with Stallone, and it's fascinating. So shout out to them. I'm glad they're on board on Paramount Plus.
I'm a very lucky man because I grew up with parents who loved music of all kinds, and I just drank it up and drank it in, and then I discovered other kinds of music, and I really appreciate a lot of jazz. I appreciate a lot of classical. I love rock and roll. I've learned and, you know, eventually loved all different kinds of stuff. Whatever. Mike Mulligan made a musical comp yesterday morning on The Score about Caleb Williams, and I was like, damn it, why didn't I think of that? And Mully knows his music very, very well.
Mully is sneaky logical. I mean, logical. He's sneaky learned about music.
Big time.
Sneaky.
I remember when I was producing a show for him at The Score in the 90s, and I was playing at a break. I was playing James Brown's Funky People, which was a great compilation of all the Sidemen. From James Brown's universe. And he's like, what is that? And we've got to talking about it and have talked funk and soul for decades since.
The thing about Mully too, that's always shocking to me, because he's an old soul, but he knows more about the new stuff than I do.
It's kids, man.
He stays engaged.
He stays engaged. He listens to what his kids listen to.
He can give you a thought on Charlie XCX if you want.
Absolutely. Hey, man, I was listening to some Tyler, the Creator, with my son last night.
Tyler's in a bit of trouble these days.
Is he?
Yeah, he had done a lot of Edgelord stuff, and then,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. And then when D'Angelo died...
Should I take it out of Ruben's diet?
No, not at all.
Force it out of the diet?
You absolutely should not. Okay, you should let him learn about the art and how Tyler has evolved from those days to where he is now. But yeah, he was trying to have like a really sincere discussion about D'Angelo, and people went all Tyler the Creator on him.
That's unfortunate.
Another apology ready to go on deck there, Speaks, or did that one take everything
this time
out
make
of
it believable, please?
Let me try my Luke one again, all right?
I feel like maybe you shouldn't. I feel like you should let it alone.
Hey, Luke Stuckmeyer, I was wrong to assume that you didn't give us credit. We heard that you did, so thank you. All right, good.
Awful now, announcing. Go. Radio host issues lukewarm apology to Luke Stuckmeyer.
Lukewarm. Lukewarm apology. So anyway... Mully, with a dynamite musical analogy, just kind of tossed into a question to Clay Harbor as he was sailing the beautiful shores of Clay Harbor yesterday morning on their show.
This idea that the coach is trying to get the player to buy into his scheme and do the things that he wants done, not to do. Caleb is a player, is almost like this great jazz musician, and now he's trying to lead the orchestra, and those are contradictory ideas, but he's adapting pretty solidly to it while maintaining his ability to kind of go off on his own a little bit.
I love the simplicity of that idea of putting those things together. Caleb is a jazz musician who's being asked to lead the orchestra. So, like, now be the conductor. So you've got this great innate sense of freedom and jazz in the way that you play.
But didn't Count Basie actually do that, though?
Yeah. Some people can do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can. Like, some incredible jazz musicians can cross over, but that's pretty rare. That's Count Basie about. You know, what are we talking about? Duke Ellington could lead an orchestra. Quincy Jones could do both. You know?
Yeah.
But like, that's a small little section.
Collection of genius.
Oh, and I started thinking about all my friends of mine who
small collection of genius.
Started thinking about friends of mine who are jazz musicians, or like friends who are classical musicians and conductors, and how rare it is to be able to do that. And I think that's a great way to describe the ask of young Caleb Williams. Because sometimes you're up there leading the orchestra, it ain't about you. So often, it really ain't about you. Your job is to let the woodwinds shine, or let the brass shine, or let the concertmaster violinist shine, let whoever else shine. But you just got to be rock solid. They got to trust you and your stability and your leadership and your time. You got to always be on time. They look to you to be on time. So you can't be a guy who's like fancy free and playing around. You got to be locked and loaded. I think it's a beautiful musical analogy from Mike Mulligan.
Can I stay inside the analogy and have a little fun with it?
Please.
When I think about Caleb in conducting, I think about the Bugs Bunny skit with the opera singer, with Ben Johnson being Bugs Bunny and Caleb being the opera singer. Where Bugs is like, get up here. No, get on up here. Let's see it. Now go here. Now here. Now over there.
Is Ben that playful? Is Ben that playful?
Well, if you remember, Bugs was not playing. In that particular episode, he was furious at the guy, and he gave him the business down there.
But imagine being Ben, and you're like, man, I need a conductor, but I got a jazz guy. I got a wild soul. I got a guy who thinks he's Coltrane. You know, hey, Coltrane, you know, like, what are you doing?
You got the guy that thinks he might be Miles Davis. Yeah.
Well, there are people who tell you that Coltrane was a better improviser than Miles. You
How
know?
Dare you?
Oh, no, I could see it. I could see it.
Hey, Coltrane, let's go, man.
Dude, that's hey, Coltrane, the nickname. And that's Gene sure Hackman.
It's one of the nicknames Murph called me.
Oh no. Gene Hackman says that to somebody in Royal Tenenbaums. It's awful. It's totally.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lawrence.
On the edge of racist, right there in Royal Tenenbaums. Intentionally.
It was a lot when I was in the chair. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot that happens when that takes place.
I'm honestly surprised that I survived it all, and that other people survived it.
Yeah, I think so.
There were moments though when every now and again.
Texter asks if that makes Ben Johnson the composer. Yes. Ben is Shostakovich, or Ben is Tchaikovsky.
He was playing for the Bulls.
Shostakovich?
Didn't they pick him up?
He went to Illinois. He was part of the whole, the Illinois.
Big time onions!
the whole kind of Slavic connection. But it kind of puts it in context for me. And this is from yesterday when Ben is talking about Caleb, because he talks about how great he is at the improv and how much he loves it. He doesn't want to quell that, but he always is also trying to point out that he could conduct the orchestra a little better. And I feel like that is under everything that he says. Hell, even in the tape at the beginning of the segment, when he gives the man the game ball, was that like the most understated, like, big things are coming down the road. Best is yet to come, but yeah, we will go ahead and give you the game ball. It's like he doesn't want to just fully give it up for the man yet.
It's always interesting, too, the way that quarterbacks overall are treated in some of those moments. When you have a veteran guy that's done a lot of stuff, like, for example, you have Dan Campbell who will, like, go in, like, emotionally with Jared Goff to, like, give him a game ball. But maybe when you're Ben at this moment with Caleb, that you kind of have to be like, okay, I want this guy to enjoy this moment, but there's still more work that we have to get done. Not that he's parsing out the praise, but you saw the difference between CJ Gardner-Johnson and Caleb.
Without a doubt. And it's Ben is trying to... He's trying to build this quarterback the way that he wants to. Here's Ben from yesterday highlighting Caleb, but still pointing out the stuff that got missed.
We just watched the whole game together. He made a number of really, really good plays that we needed in the moment. And there's a handful of them that, you know, we talked about. And in hindsight, you might play them a little bit different. Same thing for me as a play caller. There's a number of calls that I probably want back. In those two particular instances, the first one, we felt like we had enough time to hang in the pocket and throw that ball to DJ without breaking contain. And it's a balancing act for him. He feels the pressure, and like I've been saying all along, he's got a natural ability to know when to escape and carry on. And that's not something that we want to take away from his game, but we are encouraging at times when we see it where we can hang in there and either get the throw down the field or check the ball down. So the one to DJ, we felt like there was some space over the top there that we might be able to throw him open into in the end zone. And then the second one is, if I remember it right, we had a number of crossers on that play, and I thought a couple guys popped. It's a play that we hit. He threw really well in practice. We felt good about, and it's probably another one that he felt like he felt the pressure, got out of it, but we could probably hang in there and deliver that ball down the field.
It's great stuff. And Alex points out that first play that he's talking about where he didn't have to break contain to get it to DJ is the one that Matt Bowen mentioned on our show about an hour ago. And I love it. And the way that Bowen described it, like that's the next level in Caleb's development. It fits the stuff he is, Bowen said it, and now, of course, Ben is saying it way better than I've been trying to say it, where I get frustrated with, like, the full orbit scramble where he leaves the pocket completely. These guys are talking about it in a better way. Just get to the next platform. You can just move around a little, get to the next platform, and get your guy on that way.
I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to this, maybe when his career is all said and done, but trying to figure out what's going on in Caleb's mind in those moments is really interesting to me on what he's thinking. He usually will try and get depth as a scrambler, the orbit scramble like we're talking about. And then what happens? Like, then is it like, okay, I got depth and I know that my arm's good enough, so if I gave up 10 yards, I can get those 10 yards back if someone breaks wide and I'm able to get them the ball. Or is it like, now I can see everything? Like, the pocket's muddled. There's been pressure. I can't quite see what I want. Now I've got room to see. That's, and again, my arm is really strong, so I can make up for the ground that I lost on the particular play.
That's really interesting. And I think he thinks about it as the full-on second play. Okay, now we're in the scramble drill, and we're in a different play. And I think what Ben was saying and what Bowen was saying is, like, see it as an extension of the current play you're on. Like, the guy will keep moving, and he kind of will keep a route going to help you out instead of seeing it as that full. Because when he does the orbit scramble, he loses eye contact with everybody.
I wonder how honest, like, any quarterback would be if asked that question. I'm not saying that they're trying to not tell you the truth, but some of it is so instinctual. Can you even describe, yeah, like, what's going on in your mind as that is going on? Because if there was no one trying to tackle you, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
But there are also people trying to tackle you. And then Caleb's like, well, now I have to dip here to get away from this guy. Yeah. I'm going to spin away from this guy. And now I'm going to recollect myself, look down the field, and try to make a throw.
Like, right. Where is everybody again?
The athleticism and the eye discipline.
Yeah, well, because you lose eye contact, though, when you do that. You're spinning and you're doing that thing. Of course, you're losing connectivity with where the targets are.
It's pretty crazy.
It really is.
And I hope that it lasts and he doesn't end up paying a price for it physically.
Uh-huh.
Because those plays are that. Did you see? I put it on Instagram yesterday. You see what the Bears social media team did?
Oh yeah, the Houdini thing on the with black and white.
They did like an old timey,
phenomenal. They're killing it these days.
Yes.
Yeah, they're killing it. They did the Rome thing last week with all his blocking, and then Rome started his post game interview session by saying, "Thanks, Dad, for all the targets." Amazing.
And this thing with Caleb, where have him as an escape artist, like Charlie Chaplin style film, black and white. Like, whoever did that clearly has a background in film.
Yeah.
And I don't mean making movies. I mean film. And it was awesome to see that. I was happy to share it.
I had a couple musician friends checking in via text, and I'm sitting here. I also Googled, like, jazz musicians who have conducted orchestras.
Okay.
You know? And it's like, it's Count Basie, like you said. It's Duke Ellington. It's Benny Goodman. It's Stan Kenton. It's Charles Mingus. It's like, what there really isn't very much of is classical guys who then crossed over to jazz. That's pretty darn infrequent.
So do you just get on a track of being a conductor classically and you just stay on that track? Like, maybe at some point you were a musician and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to
do this. Yeah. I don't know. It's a great question.
There's got to be some sort of crossover. Someone who listens to this show is part of CSO or something and can tell us.
Well,
right?
You know, yeah, what the path is for a conductor, but it's a jazz guy, and I just gave you a few of them who did that there. And it's one musician friend says Andre Previn was a conductor. And then also was a great jazz pianist. So there's a name. You can add that in. This will all be coming up in categories on Thursday. You know, I'll be doing jazz band leader category. How will that go, you think?
I think we just did it. I think we just finished it.
I think we just finished it.
Yeah. Quincy.
Yep.
Gets to go on there. Quincy, though, kind of did a little bit of classical along with jazz.
He did.
And standards and pop music.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about Duke Ellington? just because we have a chance. And how often do you have that? He once met the Queen at the peak of his musical powers. He met the Queen, and the Queen said, "Mr. Ellington, I'm a fan of your music." And he said, "Well, my lady, this is a memorable experience, and I'm sure some music will come out of this." And he went home and he wrote the Queen's Suite, okay? And he recorded it with his orchestra, and he pressed one copy on vinyl and sent it to the Queen and never published it.
That's pretty dope.
That's how much music came out of that guy. He's like, I don't need to put this one out.
No, we can just give this directly to the
Queen Suite. And it has since come out decades later, and it's absolutely as beautiful as anything that the man ever did.
Talk about having your own theme music.
The Queen had a suite that Duke Ellington wrote.
Just God, that's the Queen's music.
Oh, my God. That's the Queen's music.
There you go.
Hollywood Shuffle would be happy.
And then he wrote another one for Derek Queen of the New Orleans Pelicans.
And I'm going to get you, sucker. Derek Queen.
It's pretty good.
He's a good player.
He's pretty good. Yeah, no, he's fun.
By the way, our buddy Paul Papps. Yes. It's funny because we were just talking about Paulie today. His ears must have been burning. He said, "Hard count, Basie." That's Caleb. He's hard count,
Basie. That's strong. Texture's saying Henry Mancini, Brian Setzer, Glenn Miller. There we go.
That's right, Brian Setzer. Yeah, this is the name of the thing.
He does conduct an orchestra. That's for sure.
Yeah, something like that.
That'll work, sort of.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
We had a treat today on the Midday Show that we wanted to share with you, and we hope that you receive the gift as it is intended. Rex Grossman was on the score for the first time in probably 20 years, and he was great. And you should hear his thoughts about stuff and football and Caleb and the pressure of being the Bears quarterback when you're young. The Midday Show did an absolutely epic interview with Rex, and we are going to share a portion of it with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
With us now on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, is the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Rex Grossman. Hi, Rex.
How's it going?
I believe there is no such thing as good Rex. There is no such thing as bad Rex. There's just Rex. Yeah. I'm so tired of that.
I'm tired of it, too, but, you know, at the same time, I understand why they say it. I do think, though, that in this league, what I've learned, though, is if you have a bad game for that whole week, you are a bad player. You know, they're going to say what they want to say, but we're one game away from winning the Super Bowl, and that's amazing.
All right, Rex, we really appreciate it, my friend. And find those holes in the Colts, too, all right? All right. Try to have fun down there because everybody says, you know, maybe this is only the only time you'll ever make it, so try to ignore all those bastards and just have fun and find the holes in that Colts defense because right. I know you know where they're at.
Yep. I'll find them.
Good luck, okay. Rex.
Thanks.
Rex Grossman.
That's an amazing piece of tape. It's when Rex Grossman called Boers and Bernstein by accident?
Nope.
But he called Boers and Bernstein. They were talking about him, and he called, and they had a conversation, and that is Super Bowl week?
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's a lot of crazy stuff that went on with the Bears.
Wow, dude. I mean, that's a team that went 13-3, went to the Super Bowl. Rex threw for 3,200 yards.
He was September NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
In September. But then the season kept going.
It did.
And there were some weeks where... But, I mean, what a great mindset of a quarterback to share where he had to get to and understand, which was... If you have a bad game, then for the whole week, you're a bad player. That's, you got to live with that if you're paying attention, if you're online.
It's hard. It's hard to, I mean, really, there was no online when Rex was, we were online. We were the online. The papers were the online back then. He's one of my favorite players that I covered. I just enjoyed him. And he always came across as thoughtful and smart and fun and funny. And I know that there are people be mad about, you know, the interception in the Super Bowl. I contend, I will, this is a hill that I am willing to die on. I contend that either Tommy Harris or Mike Brown play in the Super Bowl, the Bears win. If both play, they destroy the Colts.
Ha!
I will die on that hill. I'll die on it.
We're not going to make you.
Thank you.
Not going to make you.
But I feel very strongly about that.
Rex Grossman is back in the public consciousness. He's been doing the cruises with our buddy Alex Brown. And Rex was on The Score today.
Yes.
For the first time since then, I wonder?
Yes. He kind of like went away and just went away. And he's one of those guys that was like, I was wondering if he was going to ever resurface. And I'm glad that these cruises have allowed for people to see Rex like as a person and enjoy him and be like, you know what, man, you're a really good dude. And maybe rethink the way that they view his tenure as Bears quarterback. And it was mostly like he would get injured. And that was the thing that people, I think, mostly got upset about.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he is out here sharing and telling his story and giving you some insight. Really great job by Layla Marshall and Groats today talking with Rex. Here's what Rex had to say about the current quarterback of the Bears.
Just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision making. You know, last year, I think, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
Man, that's cool. He knows what it looks like when the offensive line is bad and when the offensive line is good, and knows how that can transform a quarterback. But the coach is putting his eyes in the right spot. The quarterback has to see it the way that the coach sees it.
That's been very clear from what Ben Johnson said the moment that he walked in. And he talked about, I'm looking forward to sitting down and spending a lot of time with Caleb so that he understands how I see the game. And now they can both do it because it's important for the coach to understand what the quarterback is seeing in real time, mm-hmm, instead of just on film. and him being like, well, this is why I made this decision, that we had accounted for this guy blitzing, but he got there a little bit faster than I thought. And there was one play, and Greg brought it up on Sunday, where I was kind of thinking similarly. I was like, oh, there's a blitz and there's an immediate hot. And why did Caleb, knowing the blitz was coming from the right, don't even turn your head left? The hot is DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Get the ball to him quick. Like, there's no reason for you to look over there. The danger's over here. So go beat it. Like, there's a check for that.
Yeah, know the danger. Know where the danger's coming from and just deal with it.
Yep. Just go right to it.
Yeah, so those are the next steps. I hope he can take those next steps. If he can take those next steps, then watch out, league.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Yeah.
That's Rex?
Yep.
The Bears are coming.
Well, there's more from Rex. Would you like to hear him talk about being a Bears quarterback?
Yeah, so it says the description is Rex on the whole Bears quarterback thing. Would this be like, you know, forever? Like, you know, how difficult it is to get a good one, or is it Rex's experience?
At least his personal experience.
I love it. I'm fascinated.
Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. I had a couple injuries. You know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to the Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. Just such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years is a special 6 years of my life.
I love that you said that this was the best 6 years of your life, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a Bears quarterback. I mean, the scrutiny is heavy. The pressure is large. You're getting stuff like every single quarterback that's been here gets those critiques. What was it like for you in that regard? Were you turned off as you went out of town because of all that? And what do you think about all the quarterbacks since you that have taken that same pressure, and it seems to affect like the play of these quarterbacks, the pressure that exists to be a good quarterback in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you know, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and, you know, a lot of them loved me. A lot of them didn't. But, you know, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well, and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense, but when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670, the score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great, the special teams is going to play great, we're going to run the ball decent, how's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and, you know, at times I wish I had a few things back. But, you know, it was an amazing experience. But when I left, I was just so motivated to get another opportunity to play as well as I know I could have. And at times I did as well. But, you know, inconsistency was something I never really got over.
Rex, will you do us a favor, by the way? Will you please not be a stranger? I know, like, the score probably wasn't your favorite radio station to listen to at one point in time, man.
Yeah.
But our listeners love hearing from you. I understand. Like, look, I'm part of it, man. I'm in the media. I cover the Bears to this day. And it ain't easy, man, but it's so good to hear from you. And I hope that you'll come out again with us and we can talk more football and just break down these Bears games.
Absolutely. Give me a call anytime.
Man.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
That's amazing. Doesn't that hit you on a lot of levels?
It hits me on a ton of levels because I was in those locker rooms. So I saw a lot of – Rex would give me a lot of time when I covered the team. And he would do a lot of events on Tuesdays. Like, the players are usually out in the communities. And think about that. The starting quarterback of the Bears would go be out in the community on Tuesday. And we could talk to him, and we'd see Rex's stuff. And I remember talking with him while he was rehabbing, and he kind of gave me a little tip that he was closer than most people thought to coming back in that game against Atlanta that Alex was talking about on Friday. By the way, we found the picture. Did I share the picture with you?
Yeah, yeah, with Alex going after hitting Michael Vick
and getting him on the we found a clean version with no watermark in it so that he can, you know, share it. But I remember that the roar at Soldier Field when Lovie made the decision to put Rex into the game, and when he came into the game, the place erupted, and you're like, man, people want this dude to be the guy really badly. And I'm glad that he had that month where it looked like he could do no wrong in September of 06. Like, everything they were doing was just clicking, clicking, clicking. And it got harder. And I know that from that Super Bowl, it was rough for him. Like, that week, like, there was a lot of stress that was going on. As you're looking to battle against Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, he's always a guy that I felt wasn't fairly – his career wasn't always fairly adjudicated. And I felt like he stayed away partially because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe
for
now
me,
he's got some peace on it.
For me, I'm really happy that he is out here sharing, because we want to know those stories, particularly from him.
Yeah. You know, and I don't have that kind of, you know, specific memory of his time with that proximity. What I'm finding myself thinking about is that crossover that happens when players become media mm-hmm. or not, and how that must be for them. And there's Rex sharing you the realness. Pat Manley was like the first one to cross over and be steady, consistent media with the score. And I know Pat was really good buddies with Rex, and they would hang out and they were drinking pals and whatever. And he would know that Rex would feel these ways. I'm sure, because Pat would listen. Pat used to listen. And then Pat became one of us, and Pat and I worked together for those few months as partners when he was like really just kind of transitioning into being a media guy. But like, Rex didn't do that transition. And now we're blessed to have a lot of guys from that era.
He and Alex were really tight. They were teammates at the University of Florida. And Alex told us the story of Rex's suspension and then coming back against Maryland and all of that stuff. I remember, like, he was very highly thought of. And I remember, and this shows how smart, speaking of Latin, how smart Mike Brown is. Because we would talk with Mike about him, and you get Mike in a quiet moment, and he said, hey, it's really simple. He's our king. Rex.
Yeah. That's pretty strong.
Means king. Like, you know, like, it's little nuggets like that where, like, those guys had a real appreciation for him.
I'm glad that Rex and the score are on good terms, and that happened today. Great job by Layla and Marshall and Grody.
Yeah, you guys knocked it out of the park.
Killed
midday
it.
Show.
Killed it. Look at that. We gave love to Mully in the morning show in segment one, gave love to the midday show in segment two. What else? What else can we do? Alex, what's next?
You had apologies for folks.
They were heartfelt.
Perhaps Big Ant, who's coming up at 6, will do something worthy of our praise.
Well, like, good luck, Big Ant. We'll be listening.
We've talked enough Iowa football today. Between Big Ant, Matt Bowen, and Sean Considine, I mean, there's a lot of Hawkeyes going on around here.
Yeah.
Tanny, what's next?
Well, we got an NFL head coach who may be on his way out the door, who's still finding time to live his best life.
He's a funny man.
All right, let's share that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why it's a great morning that day for Mike McDaniel, because we're another day closer to death.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, that could mean that you're closer to salvation. So, therefore, great morning for those who believe in salvation and an afterlife.
I see. Yes. The rapture is coming.
I didn't say the rapture.
No, I guess I went there.
I'm saying that, you know, you leave this space and it could be your true salvation, and you can ascend to the next highest form, or you can ascend to what you imagine heaven
to be. I'm so tired of all these sports radio shows talking about salvation and the end of existence and Duke Ellington stories. You know what I mean? Tanny, you should have interrupted me with your favorite Duke Ellington stuff, by the way.
We're giving away.
I was gonna, but you stole mine.
Yeah.
It happens.
You heard Gavin DeGraw in there. We are giving away a pair of tickets to see OAR with Gavin DeGraw and KT Tunstall at Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island on Sunday, September 6th, provided by Live Nation. Call right now, 312-540-0670.
So Mike McDaniel's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
For now.
And he's an entertaining dude. He grew up with comedian Dan Soder, by the way. They're childhood friends.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're still very good pals. So, like, his sense of humor has always been kind of on display. But what he did after the game when they beat the Bills is he seems to have driven by a Buffalo Bills bar in Miami very slowly with the window open, just kind of hanging out with, like, just doing a cruise by. And pictures got posted online. It's clearly Mike McDaniel doing a drive-by of the Bills bar in Miami. Is that amazing?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's like, on the way out, I might as well have some fun after we beat the Pats.
What your after-the-game agenda is. But I know AI is also getting pretty good, but there's a picture of you strolling down the elbow room, I guess, near A1A. Looks like your car, looks like you, looks like your watch. Is that AI or is that real?
Well, you know, that's why I like the good old days, you know, the throwbacks of yore where you could trust, you know, the internet and the images, because, you know, that is pretty detailed. You know, I do live in that area, but, I mean, AI, right?
So that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
are you confirming or denying?
I mean, I live in that area. AI is real. That's what I got for you.
Okay. One of the things that stood out to me about the game was that.
No, for the record, I did not answer it. That's the punchline of the humor.
He's explaining.
If you have to explain the joke.
No, he's explaining not the joke. He's explaining the X's and O's, the play design of the joke. See,
like
I'm on
my
the,
seat down low. I'm
that, that's the punchline of the humor.
It's like I'm on the Dan Soder tree, you know? It's not just the Kyle Shanahan tree. It's like I learned from very specific joke X and O designers through the years.
How much would you pay for Ben Johnson to do this at a Packers bar? Like, legit. How much money as a group could we raise if Ben Johnson were to do this at a Packers bar?
Oh, God.
Could Ben stop himself from not getting out and fighting everyone that's there?
Because I lift, you know. I do lift.
We're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Oh, Tyreek.
Who wants up? Like him getting out the car like Debo from Friday.
Yeah.
Who wants up with Big Ben Johnson?
They just drive by, pop the top and go, good, better, best. Never let it rest, am I right?
Now you go, good, better, best, bitches. And then get back in the car, drive off.
Tyreek Hill went on social media and posted, I see Coach back on that petty dog bleep. I love it. With three laughing emojis. So they have bonded over some of that pettiness, apparently.
He would know.
But man, I live in that area. AI is real.
AI is real.
That's what I got for you.
That's all I got
that,
for you.
That's the punchline of the humor.
He totally did that bleep.
I absolutely did that.
And I love that he did it.
I kind of love it, too.
That's a wrap.
Good for him. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, man. What a show today.
We enjoyed ourselves.
You should go back and listen to some of the people that we had on today because it was pretty incredible. Whether it was Matt Bowen breaking down tape for us or Roy Wood Jr. telling the Don Cornelius Soul Train story.
Amazing. Matt Forte helping you understand running backs and the running game better than you ever have in your life.
Yep. All that stuff is available with the rewind function on the Odyssey app. Thanks everyone who watched the show today, or if you're doing it at some other point on YouTube, the folks that are on Twitch, we appreciate you all.
Steelers are signing Asante Samuel Jr., by the way. Not going to the Bears.
The Bears got CJ Gardner-Johnson.
They do.
And hopefully Kyler Gordon coming back in a couple of weeks.
Hope so.
That would be really, really good.
Tomorrow we're going to turn the page.
We are going to turn the page tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun.
I think so, too.
And we'll talk about the North. There are some things to talk about inside of the North. And maybe we'll have a conversation about quarterbacking and winning and stuff. We got a lot of ideas. That's all we're saying. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score. Big Ant
wow,
is next.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.